The physical body affects the mental body, and the mental body affects the physical body. They're connected. What we eat affects our mind as well as our body.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by book number two from Dom Brightman, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. It is the field guide to help unleash the elite performer that is inside of you. Cop it today on Amazon.com or heading over to DomBrightman.com and snag it in book, ebook, and audiobook. So that way you can take it on the go and get yourself on the go to your northbound success. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today. That's right, indeed, because it's the era of returning guests. Indeed, we got a wonderful guest today, probably one of the top, I guess one of the top 20 from 2020. And that was one heck of a year for the podcast because we had so many freaking experts come on where we had to triple our upload rate. And this wonderful lady right here is definitely one heck of a treat today, because today's wonderful guest, she's an award-winning, best-selling author who is a mom, a glam mom, as well as a herbalist, natural food chef, professor, and nutritional consultant with decades upon decades of experience. And she doesn't even look it. So let's give it up for the beautiful and marvelous Brigitte Mars. How you doing today, Brigitte?
Oh, so good. Bless you, Dominic. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's great having you back at date. Right, indeed, because yeah, folks may be like, man, like, really? She's been doing this for 50 plus years, really? It's like, what'd she do? Start at the womb with all this knowledge.
I am 71. It must be all the wild weeds and the yoga and the fruit facials, all that stuff.
Ah, there you go, fruit facials. That's right, indeed. The good stuff. Definitely the good stuff today. So, my goodness, so how have you been? It's been almost, I guess, 3 to 4 years since your last appearance on the show, and you've just been still cranking out so much work. If I'm not mistaken, it's been almost 3 books since 2020, right, for you?
Yeah, I have a book on dandelions that just came out, and Addiction Free Naturally got reprinted. And of course, I'm really excited, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health, because, Dominic, so many people are like medicated for life because of depression and anxiety and OCD. And, you know, and I also, I'm really glad I got to talk about things like memory loss and Alzheimer's. So there's this feeling, it seems, in modern medicine that if you have physical problems, you go to one kind of doctor, but if you have mental issues, you go to another kind of doctor. And I'm here to shine some light on that the physical body affects the mental body, and the mental body affects the physical body. They're connected. What we eat affects our mind as well as our body. I bet you knew that.
Yeah, definitely a good idea indeed, because it's true. Like, our body is definitely important. It's called a temple for a reason. Like, even with the Alzheimer's point, like, one of the major things, like, my dad during his period, like, for some reason, he just loved drinking more fruit juice and occasionally a soda opposed to water. How many times we would offer it to him, and there would be times where we had to get him to the hospital because he was dehydrated, all because of the lack of water. So you're so right about taking care of the body. It's definitely huge and very important.
Not to mention the chemical sweeteners. I'm not trusting that stuff at all.
Yeah, and it seems like they keep adding more as the years go on. Things don't taste the same these days. And you go overseas, it tastes differently. It tastes more natural. It's like, oh, this is freaking refreshing. So my goodness, so since it's been a while, has there been any skills you've been sharpening up or polishing up since your last visit on the podcast?
Well, I'm also an end-of-life doula. I was really big in the natural childbirth movement. And, we get to a certain age, people start leaving the planet. And just like if you want to have a natural childbirth, you're going to learn how to do it. You're going to take some steps. You're going to learn about the breathing, and you're going to drink the raspberry leaf tea. You're going to do the prenatal yoga. And I think it's the same way when we make our exit. So I like to help people get ready to leave, and that they have some decision making. Don't wait till you're in a coma to figure it out. Like, think about it now and make it easier for your loved ones. And a little controversial, but I've been a psychedelic sitter for many, actually, many decades as well. But Denver has decriminalized a lot of that. Colorado's totally legalized cannabis, so I get to be a little bit out of the closet about that. So I'd say those are a couple of the skills, but always, always working on showing people that we need to be eating the weeds, not spraying them with pesticides. Those pesticides are poisoning the earth and the water. We need to respect water a lot more than we are. We're using a third of our nation's water to water grass, and I don't think many of us are eating the grass, unless maybe you have a goat or something, but yeah, use water more wisely. So, and dandelions are not the enemy. They aerate the soil. So yeah, I have a book on that too, Dandelion Medicine. So I'm just committed, every day my prayer is I want to be of help. I want to be of service. I want to help the creator. I want to help the planet. I want to help the people. And by sharing about natural remedies and herbal medicine, I feel like I get to do all of that all at once.
There you go indeed. So my goodness, and that's something I probably even forgot in the intro because there's a lot and I can't put all of it in there, but psychedelic sitter. So is that like a babysitter where you sit with somebody so they don't really try to jump off of a cliff or something? They see too many colors.
Yeah, that's kind of a myth. I help them set an intention and be prayerful, and walk them to the bathroom, keep them hydrated, write down what they say. I'm not the medicine provider, but I'm like the nice grandmother that sits by their side and holds their hand. Writes down what they say in case they do say something profound. So all of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. So basically, if they come up with the meaning of life, level two, you're documenting
If they do, I'm gonna write it down, because they do have these like, aha, I figured it out. There is more than life. I'm not afraid to die. All that trauma that happened, that was a long time ago. I can let go of it now. Or I've made a big decision, and yeah, all of that. It's a great thing to witness.
Interesting indeed. Interesting indeed. And my goodness, end of life doula. I think you're the first I've had on the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think we've had a death doula or end of life doula on the show indeed. So any tips for those out there who may want to keep in mind so that way they don't wait till their loved one gets to a coma, or God forbid they get into a coma and it's all over?
I think if you're 40, and especially if you have kids, it's time to start thinking about that, because we're not all going to die of old age. I mean, we all know people who've died of car accidents or dropped dead unexpectedly of a heart attack. And I think it's just good to put some thought into it. Do your loved ones know where all your secret passwords are, so that Netflix doesn't keep charging your bank account for all eternity? Cleaning your life and also making some decisions. I think it's also an important time to think about, what do you believe? What's important to you? What do you want to leave behind, rather than just collecting more and more stuff? I mean, do I really need to buy more books? No, I need to start giving things away and organizing it so it's not a big mess for my loved ones, for my kids. And also when we're cleaning, maybe it's good to delineate, hey, this is a really expensive vase, it's an antique, and the rest of it can go to Goodwill. Otherwise you're gonna see that expensive vase on the Antique Roadshow and say, Darn, I shouldn't have taken that to Goodwill.
There you go. Don't hide that value, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. Don't hide the value. Let them know it's really, really an antique. One of those where they have finds. That's right, indeed. Kind of like us humans. We got value, y'all. That's right, indeed. Don't hide it. It's like Brigitte. She ain't hiding no value at all. She's been sharing it for years.
Yeah, and you know, I'd love to talk a little bit about depression, just because that seems to be such a predominant thing. Because, you know, I've been saying for years, wherever two or more are gathered, probably one is on antidepressants. And I want to say that there's a lot we can do about it. According to the principles of natural medicine, we should be looking at the health of our liver. You know, and our liver likes it when we get a little bit of sour. So maybe some of your listeners have learned about that old folk remedy of start your day with some lemon and water. Lemon and water, the sour flavor, get your liver going. And then the liver also likes it when we eat greens. So could we make an effort to have a big salad every day and poor quality oils like fried foods and chips? Liver doesn't like that so much. So could you start making your own salad dressing with olive oil? And, you know, when the weather is really cold and it's freezing and the world just seems bleak and gray, like it might be a time to wear some more beautiful colors, you know, rose and pink and scarlet and burnt orange and things like that, because color affects us. And where do we put our consciousness if we're always just watching movies that are violent and, you know, crime shows and about murderers, and like that's pretty depressing. So we need to start like putting things into our consciousness that are positive and uplifting, that inspire us. And I do think that creating art is a wonderful thing to do. You know, like doing something, making something, rather than just letting the world come at you. Like, what kind of contribution can you make? Instead of just listening to music, maybe write a song or pick up that guitar in the corner or something. And, you know, I'm really a champion for the weeds, for the herbs. And so there are herbs that have long served humanity. Things like St. John's wort is an herb that can allow serotonin to survive longer. There's even smelling lavender oil can have an effect on your brain. So if you're feeling like, oh, I'm so depressed from just grabbing something, and instead of saying I'm so depressed, you could open up a bottle of lavender oil and take 5 deep inhalations on each side of your nostrils, and that goes right to your brain. And it's up to you. You could go down Freak Out Freeway, or you could go down Lavender Lane. And trying to direct people, hey, Lavender Lane's a lot nicer than Freak Out Freeway. And, you know, when we breathe more deeply and fully, that's good for our brains as well. And if we go back and or even look around the planet where, you know, people hunt and, you know, they would kill an animal and have great respect and appreciation for the animal. And maybe the hunter would eat the part of the animal that he thought was going to give them courage, like the heart, or maybe the liver was going to help them to have more clarity. Maybe they'd eat the testicles if they thought it would help them have another baby. What about when people are eating animals that are factory farmed, that are in really terrible conditions where it's overcrowded, it's smelly, their young are taken away from them, they don't get to nurse their young, the animals are on drugs and hormones. Like, could that be making people feel anxious and depressed, right? They don't even get to have sex. It's all like artificial insemination. Even that like small pleasure of, you know, copulation is gone. It's all left to the, it's all left to the genetic people that are figuring it all out. So I'm even things like light. We know that light affects our consciousness. So when the weather is really bleak, maybe we need to make an effort to get outdoors in full spectrum light. So those are just, you know, a few suggestions for depression. Creating art, light, improving your diet. I do think that there's a lot of people who are eating things they're allergic to that's causing some sort of brain inflammation. You know, we know that eating things we're allergic to, whether it be dairy or gluten or corn or soy or peanuts, we know that inflammation can happen in our joints, in our skin, in our muscles. It can also happen in our brain. And we're also learning that a lot of our neurotransmitters, those wonderful brain chemicals that direct a lot of our feelings and emotionals, our emotional being, are made in our digestive system. So if we are always like bloated and having chronic digestive problems, always on some kind of medication that affects our digestion, that can be affecting our consciousness as well.
There you go. It's right day. Goes back to that value I was talking about earlier. She loves to share y'all some good information. Indeed, that's right. Indeed, because hey, a lot of things to consider. Indeed, because it's like, yeah, like probably another reason why a lot of folks are turning towards vegan diets because of the sad treatment that a lot of animals get when it comes to those getting prepared for the butcher and being shipped out to random places for folks to eat, and then those emotions transferring over to humans. And it's like in this current climate, emotions are running high as it is. So it's like, oh, add that on top of that with a bad diet. It can do a lot of damage.
Absolutely, Dominic. And then, I think we also kind of assume that as we get older, we're going to lose our memory. And I don't think it's going to be a really fun life if you can't recognize your grandchildren or your kids, or you don't remember your spouse's name, and just kind of takes the fun out of living. And so, what can we do to keep our brains active and alert our whole lives? I'm really big on eating lots of colorful fresh fruits and vegetables, things like, berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Foods that are high in natural colorants tend to be really good. As a matter of fact, according also to the principles of natural medicine, we need to take care of our kidneys in order to have good brain health. And so if we're always, drinking too much coffee, too much alcohol, if we're on some kind of prescription drug, even cholesterol lowering drugs, that can affect our consciousness. So I'm really asking people, like, don't you want to keep your brain active so that you're going to enjoy your time here on earth? So things that we might do for that might be, besides eating all the berries, keep learning things your whole life. I'm so big, when I read a book, I like to use a yellow highlighter because that's an extra step in, like, I want to remember that. I'm going to remember that. So even if I've read the whole book, I could go back and see what I've highlighted and think about eating more black colored foods. Black colored foods contain a lot of phytonutrients. And a lot of people are thinking, what do you mean by black colored foods? Like, what's black that we can eat? Wild rice, black beans. And one of my favorite foods for good brain health are chia seeds. Chia seeds are in the mint family, and you don't want to eat them dry. You want to soak them overnight. And then in the morning, you add things to them like blueberries and walnuts. Walnuts are another good brain food. Coconut's a good brain food. So I think that we're kind of dumbing ourselves down by what we're eating, things that are causing brain inflammation. And something I've been saying for like 60 years is aluminum is a very soft metal and it can come out in your food. And, I learned this as a teenager, but people still are cooking in aluminum pots and pans and using non-dairy coffee creamers and commercial baking powder that might have aluminum in it. So stop using aluminum. You do not need to wrap your baked potatoes or your salmon in aluminum foil. It can accumulate in your body and impair your cognitive ability as you get older. Who wants that?
Nobody,
Not
especially
Dominic.
now, nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We need all the help we can get. Absolutely.
definitely say that again, indeed. Definitely could say that again, indeed. Because I heard about blueberries. Heck, even a couple guests have mentioned blueberries as some of their favorite fruits, but the wild rice, never even heard of that one before. Something to consider, definitely, for the brain.
And you know, another big thing, it's so simple, but I think learning to eat the weeds, people think that we need to pesticide the weeds, and the weeds are amazing Jedi survivors. They survive adversity, right? You know, nobody plants the dandelion, nobody waters it and weeds it. So when we learn to use some of these plants that are so tough, they survive adversity, they grow, you know, without anyone planting them, watering them, weeding them, that can give us more strength and more integrity. So stop spraying those dandelions. That is stupid. You know, dandelions are one of the top five most nutritious vegetables, and they're one of the first foods for the bees. So when we spray the dandelions, we're contributing to the demise of our planet because the bees, they pollinate like 4 out of every 5 bites of food that we eat. If it were not for the bees, we'd be hungry. And if you think apples are expensive now, I mean, Dominic, I remember when I was growing up, an apple was a dime. Now you could easily pay, I don't know, $2 for a nice organic apple. You know, that's like 20 times more than it used to be. So watch out. And what'll make it really expensive if we have to hand pollinate all those apples, which is already going on in some parts of the world.
Yeah, you're so right. It's almost like gas price when you think about it. They were like so cheap back then, and it's like the same price for an apple almost. It's like $3 just for one apple. It's like, oh God.
True.
Plus dandelions. I don't think I've seen them in my neck of the woods for a while. It's
Well,
almost like
it's probably not the season, but you know, give it till March, and I bet they'll be popping up again.
Oh, this is even during spring too. That's the thing. I feel like I've seen less over the years.
Well, I'll tell you, cement is taking over. You know, if you have a little patch of something, we can all grow something. Even if you live in an apartment or a high rise, like, you know, start growing something on your balcony, start taking walks more, go spend time in nature. You know, Dominic, I've never learned to drive a car. I just never learned. I walk everywhere. I take the bus. I take the bus to the airport, go fly somewhere, and then take the subway or whatever. But people think driving's going to save them time, but like, how many more hours a month do you need to work to pay for that vehicle? I think it's a good value not to drive.
Yeah, some dates, right? Date, right? Date. For some folks, where it's like, it's basically just finding the right place to work, which can be a challenge for some people. Definitely, indeed. Yeah, kudos to the folks who don't have to worry about car payments. Makes life a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet you can spend your money on, you know, your sweetheart or more books.
More books, indeed. That's right, indeed. Well, speaking of more books, you've got so many books under your belt. So since you've been through the process so many times and picked up by a couple publishing houses, is there something that you wish you would have done differently with your first book now that you got so much knowledge now under your belt about basically putting your work out there?
You know, I'm just so grateful. I've done 3 books with Inner Traditions. I have The Sexual Herbal, Addiction Free Naturally, and Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health. And I love Inner Traditions. They're a great company. And then I have 2 books with Story Publishing, Dandelion Medicine and Nettle Power, which will be coming out this spring. No, I'm grateful for all of it. I think rather than regretting the past, we just have to move on and evolve rather than, you know, obsessing about it. But, you know, fortunately, we do get to evolve our work. I do have a book called The Desktop Guide to Herbal Medicine, and I just told them, I said, I don't think you should, because I included cannabis in that book, and I said, I don't like that you listed it alphabetically under marijuana. I think it should be under cannabis. So they're going to redo it. I think that's a better term. It's the term I always wanted. But, you know, I also realize when you publish a book, you work for them. You work for them. They don't really work for you. And as we were talking about, sometimes they say, this is what we want to put on the cover. We know everything. We're the publishing house. And sometimes they don't. So, but I'm really happy with the Inner Traditions and Story both. And you know, writing books, I don't write them necessarily in order. I sometimes, you know, skip around a little bit. I do drink yerba mate, which is a beverage that does have a little caffeine in it. And I find not only does that promote clarity of mind, but it seems to give me lots of energy and helps me, I like to say, quoting the Moody Blues, face piles of trials with smiles. And yeah, and again, I might smell some essential oils to keep me invigorated, like rosemary essential oil is something that I might use when I'm, you know, sitting at the computer. But I feel like it's a great way to be of service. And, you know, I won't always be here. And who are my kids going to call when I leave the planet? Like, mom's not here. You got stung by a bee? Well, look, I have a first aid book too. So.
That's right, indeed. Speaking of books, how goes progress with your magical memoir?
Oh my goodness, thank you. It's in kind of the editing stage. It's good. Thank you for remembering that. Bless you. It's called Wildflower Child, A Tale of Sex, Psychedelics, and Natural Foods. And I don't have a publisher yet, but the book is coming to a close. I think I've told all the tales I can tell. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. I think that will be my best one ever. Thank you for, you're so sweet to remember. Dominic, what a gentleman you are.
Well, I'm a Brigitte Mars fan, so of course I'm
Oh,
gonna remember. That's
thank you.
right, Dave. So I'm guessing at least 500 pages, maybe.
No, I think you know, I think my publisher said it can't be that long, so
Oh.
you know, I'm gonna trim it down. There's a lot of shameless name dropping in it. And a lot. I've got to deliver sex, psychedelics, and definitely natural foods. So, and a lot of herbal wisdom. So, hopefully, it'll give people a little taste of what it was like growing up in the 60s. And I know a lot of 60s stories are, you know, oh, I did too many drugs and I ended up in rehab. But, you know, I was a mom. And so I was very responsible and wanted, you know, my kids are going to have homemade granola and I'm going to have to get up at 6 in the morning. So, no, I'm not going to stay up all night and neglect my kids. So, you know, I'm one of these 60 stories that I do remember it. I remember it very well. I lived for 2.5 years in a teepee in the Ozarks off of wild edible plants. And the whole journey of working with herbal medicine has been an opportunity to, you know, help people and find out this stuff really works. It's really, truly amazing and it empowers people. And I'm all for that.
There you go. She's a golfer. She's all for it. That's right. Today she's all for it. Today she's all for it. Indeed. So since you've been on so many interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Well, you know, sometimes I say, what is your message? You know, what do you want to say? And there's two quotes I like a lot. One is, if you have water to throw away, throw it on a plant. I think we all need to respect water more. You know, I still see in Colorado, we have drought a lot and like people just running the water and while they, you know, wait, brush their teeth or something. So respect water more. Be thankful. Not everybody in the world has water coming out of a sink. Especially hot water, that is a blessing. And the other thing I really like to say when I give them the mic is the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is now. And you know what, Dominic? I live in a townhome. I don't own the land outside, but like I'm a pirate. Instead of going and stealing, I go plant. So you might see me with a shovel and a tree. Go planting an apple tree or a mulberry tree or a plum tree. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world if you could just walk everywhere and it was like kind of paradisiacal, like, whoa, plums and mulberries. Like we'd have great health. The bees, the butterflies, the people would be fed. It would be great. You know, I love that. So I'm all for that, raising awareness about taking better care of the earth and better care of our own health. But I welcome people. You are welcome to ask me anything, Dominic.
It's kind of funny because when you're talking about being a pirate and planting those trees, I just got this crazy visual of a bat signal, but like it will be a custom Brigitte signal, and you just come out of nowhere and start planting trees in random parts of the world. So what would be your bat signal?
My bat signal? Well, you might as well plant something that makes food or medicine. You know, like I love apples, peaches, plums, pears. They grow well in the United States. Mulberries. There's a little shrub that I love a lot called serviceberry. But I also think that some of the real treasures are the things that we think of are as weeds, nettles and dandelion and chickweed and violet. So I feel that somehow the media, Dominic, if you watch an hour of TV, what you see is ads for junk food. Eat this food, and if you eat this food, then you can take these drugs. They kind of go hand in hand. Eat this junk food, and then you'll need these drugs. So I'm saying unplug from that, unplug from the sugar drug, eat all the colors of the rainbow, eat all the flavors. Americans are really fixated on two main flavors, sugar or sweet and salty. But the sugar's really been turned into a drug. Sugar cane has all kinds of minerals in it. Maple syrup has all kinds of minerals. Honey is full of enzymes. So, it's not like we should never have anything sweet. Baby's first food is sweet, mother's milk is sweet, but we've turned the sweet flavor into a drug, and you can get the sweet flavor from fresh fruit and winter squash and sweet potatoes. And then our salty flavor has also been sterilized. They take the minerals out of the salt and sell the minerals to the vitamin companies. So I'm a big believer in like, eat all the flavors. Bitter's good for your heart. Sour's good for your liver. Pungent, like spicy, cayenne and ginger, it's really good for your lungs. Last week I thought, oh my goodness, am I going to get COVID for the third time? You know what I did? I baked a sweet potato and I put 5 cloves of raw garlic in it after it was already baked. And the next day I woke up and said, well, I guess this isn't COVID-3. And even if it was, the garlic could probably work. Garlic is an incredible bronchial dilator. And I really think that my message is getting people to not rely on their doctors telling them what to do for their health. And, doctors are great. They know a lot about drugs and they're wonderful at surgery. And if you're in an accident, God bless them, you better go to the hospital. But I think the day-to-day things that we make decisions every day with every meal, with every choice that we make of what we're going to feed ourselves, we're either improving our health or we're undermining our health.
There you go. That's right. So either improving it or undermining it. That's right indeed. Improve it so you don't get yourself in the ICU, I guess.
Yeah,
That's right indeed.
you want to avoid that if at all possible. And even though it's great if you have a doctor that you work well with and trust, I was at a party and this man said to me, Brigitte, I have high blood pressure, but my doctor's going to get it down. And I said, well, don't you think you should help? It's not just you. I mean, maybe you need to back off the coffee. Maybe you need to learn about some herbs like hawthorn or garlic or motherwort. Maybe you need to do some calming breathing practices like yoga or a breathing exercise are a great way to calm your mind down, because our blood pressure is going to follow our mind. When we're really stressed out, our blood pressure will be higher. So if we can find ways to calm ourselves, even things like playing fast music can affect our consciousness. So one of the things I talk about in my book, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health, like what do we put into our consciousness? When the music's really fast, I bet Dominic, you've been to a festival or a concert, and the music is so loud, you can feel it coming up in from the ground into your body. And if the music's really fast, it's making your heart beat faster. Kind of takes over. And so if you're really struggling and trying to feel calmer, then maybe you want to find music that is, 60 to or less or 80 beats per minute, not so fast. There's colors we can wear when you want to feel calmer. Maybe you want to wear blue, you know? So I'm wearing red tomorrow. I have a lot going on tomorrow. And red is a good color when you want to be motivated. But there's all these tools that we could be using that we're often not thinking about using, like color and light and music and sound and mindfulness. So my book is just full of ideas of things that you can do so that you can be your primary healthcare practitioner, and everything else is extra. You're probably wondering if that
extra,
isn't
extra.
See, I got like a statue of an angel in the corner. In case you're wondering, like, what's that wing thing sticking out? Were you wondering about that?
Oh, no. I wasn't even thinking about the wing. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw the angel statue earlier. Okay, I'm so, not sure which angel it is, but it is an angel statue.
Her name's Serafina. I know. I put her in there. She's just a statue, but I like it.
Well, we found your bat signal. It's Serafina. It's angel wings. Instead of a bat for Batman, it's Serafina for Brigitte. You love to see it.
Oh, that's right. Bless you.
That's right, indeed, because when you started talking earlier to that question, I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a tree shaped as a bee. But it's like, this is probably better.
So let me see. What else is another topic about mental health here? Panic attacks. That's a really big one. Do you know anyone? Like, a lot of people are like, anxiety, I'm so anxious. So we do know that caffeine and sugar are the enemies of anxiety. All right. And yet, what do people have for breakfast? Coffee. And, you know, I ask people, how big are your coffee cups? They say, I just have one cup. How big is the cup? And they say, oh, it's about this big. You know, so it's really like four cups. All right. And we also know that anxiety and panic is going to be more pronounced when our blood sugar's low. So if we skip breakfast or we just had something sweet for breakfast, that could make us more prone to having anxiety. All right. And then rather than just, you know, taking a drug to manage the anxiety, maybe we need to have some healthy snacks with us. I find carrying around a little bag of Brazil nuts is really healthy. You know, just eating two or three of them has a really nice grounding effect, good quality fats, and smelling some lavender oil. Again, you know, just open up that bottle of lavender oil. There's a little miracle remedy too. You can buy at a health food store called Rescue Remedy. Have you ever used that, Dominic?
First time Rescue. Hearing it, actually.
Yeah, Rescue Remedy. It's one of the Bach or Batch flower remedies. It's like a little miracle in a bottle. And you can put two drops under your tongue, but it's good for things like fear of flying or fear of public speaking or fear of a job interview or fear of going to your in-laws or whatever. It really is an amazing little remedy, and people should know about that. It's about $15 at a health food store. I see a lot of people giving it to their pets. You know, the 4th of July, their pets go bonkers when all the fireworks are going off. Like, put a couple drops in your pet's water. It'll help calm them down. But I've given it to, you know, people sitting next to me on the airplane. Like, it's my first time flying. I'm so scared. Like, here, try a couple drops of this. And it really just puts you gently in the driver's seat and you just feel calm. And I love that stuff. And then, you know, if you do have a lot of anxiety, maybe you need to think about minerals like calcium and magnesium, getting more B vitamins. So, you know, I like to talk about all the natural things that people can do that you can find yourself at the store, usually at the natural food store or the herb store. They're going to help you get through these little difficulties in life so that you're just not only dependent on drugs as being the only way. And the good news is these herbs and these vitamins and these healthy foods, they're good for everything, not just what you thought they were good for. You might find, like, wow, my vision's better, I'm sleeping better, or like, I'm enjoying making love, or yeah, I look better, and I'm wearing a bikini again, or what, you know, whatever it is, I'm all for that. I'm 71. I wore a bikini at the hot springs last week.
See, there you go. That's right, indeed. Age is just a number. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. She's been slim for decades, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, Dave. Well, speaking of slim, fun question for you. So if your fabulous book, Natural Remedies for Mental and Emotional Health, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
I would say it would be, that's a great question. No one's ever asked me that. I would say it's a raspberry because it's bright, it's zingy, and it's helpful, and it's nourishing, and it's wild, and it's free because it can free you from a lifetime of just taking medication. So I'm just going to say, hey, why not be a raspberry? Plus, name's got a nice zing to it. But there's a lot of foods I mention in there. Blueberries, cauliflower, coconut. And, a big part of it is not to dummy ourselves down by eating the kind of food that's making us feel, as I like to say, foggy, soggy, and groggy. And, one place I think we go wrong, that a third of most Americans' diet, we tend to eat rather beige, if you think about it. You know, like bread and pasta and muffins and pancakes and croissants and more pasta. And so I'm saying eat more colorfully, but then also think about trying new things. Try to avoid the excitotoxins like monosodium glutamate and artificial sweeteners. Try to get all the flavors. So when I talk about eating more colorfully, like how colorful can you make your meal? Like I'm going for purple cabbage, black rice, sweet potatoes, green kale, just that alone, and try to unplug from letting bread products or gluten or flour products be your main nutrient. So you want to mix it up a little bit. At least a few times a week, I like to soak chia seeds overnight, and then in the morning, pretend it's oatmeal, and then the chia seeds don't taste really like anything, but then in the morning you add raspberries and blueberries and maple syrup and almond butter and things like that. I wish I had known when I was younger that peanut butter was causing acne. I had skin breakouts until I was older, and I would go to dermatologists and they'd say, oh, drink a glass of milk with every meal. Well, that was one of the problems, because dairy intolerance is something that's a real thing for many people. And but I also found peanut butter because of all the hydrogenated oils. So, it's not like I don't like peanut butter, but almond butter or tahini are just so much better. So have fun with it. It's not, rather than focusing on like, I can't have that anymore, think about what you can have. And there's a proverb, I like a lot, a Japanese proverb that says, for every new food you try, you add a day to your life. How simple. And so, also in our life, very often we get into a routine, like I go to the same restaurant the same day and I order the same thing and I have the same thing for dessert. Like, no, try something else. Like, have you had like Ethiopian food or, Vietnamese or Thai or Peruvian, try new things. And a lot of these cultures naturally eat a lot of really healthy things. A great way for people who are trying to unplug from eating a lot of wheat products is to try quinoa. Quinoa is in the same family as spinach and beets, and it's really high in protein. And, is a really sustaining food for people that live in the Andes Mountains. So I love that. So again, try something you've never tried. Seaweed, for example. Seaweed, people that eat a lot of seaweed have beautiful hair their whole life.
Ah, there you go. I guess some would jokingly call it mermaid hair in that case then.
Yeah, it looks kind of like hair, doesn't it?
No. There you go. That's right indeed. A whole wonderful bucket of raspberries. This magical book, y'all. That's right indeed. That's what I'm talking about indeed. It's good for you. It's good for you indeed. Good with all the O's. So my goodness, you're coming down to the magical question reserved for guests to come back for round two. And since your death duel is going to be interesting. So you're called to give the final speech of your life. You got 90 minutes, but your time limit is 90 minutes and your audience is all 8 billion people on Earth. What would be the main message you would love to share? What would the main points of that message entail?
We can all do something. Rather than just complaining about the problems, what can you do? We can all do something. And, you know, I'd have to say, you know, love one another. I think Jesus had a lot of cool quotes, by their fruits you shall know them, you know, stuff like that. So I think that I'm just going to go with that, Dominic.
By their fruits you shall know them. Yes, indeed. You made a pun. You didn't even know it. A nice callback to the raspberries.
And, you know, raspberries have anti-cancer compounds, too. So, you know, they look kind of like a tumor, but they get rid of tumors. There you go.
Me lovey indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. That's right. Indeed. Well, this lady does not disappoint, y'all. She does not disappoint at all, indeed, because she's a walking book of health proverbs, indeed, a wealth of wisdom. And the funny thing is, you probably only got, I don't know, 0.1% of what she has to offer. So for those of you that dive in the other 99.9% of what the wonderful, bountiful Brigitte has to offer, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Thank you so much, Dominic. Check out my website, BrigitteMars.com. My books have been translated into French and Spanish and Chinese. I speak French, but my books, I wrote them all in English. And I'd say, you know, keep learning your whole life. You got this beautiful life. Make it count. Don't quit. Even if it gets tough.
Woohoo. That's right indeed. And the first name is French, so now you know why. That's right indeed. She speaks French. She's got a big, beautiful, bright head and the shoulders, y'all. That's right indeed. Full of all that knowledge. And she's sharing a bunch of it through her magical work. So cop some copies of her magical book, especially her latest wonderful book about the natural remedies for the good old mind. Because you're going to be needing it. Going to be needing it, especially with this year. Definitely going to be needing it and beyond, indeed. And she's probably going to be back when she finally publishes that wonderful memoir. I'm going to be reading it. And hopefully she's reading it too with her lovely voice.
Bless you too. Bless you, Dominic. Thank you so much. Thank you to your listeners. Thanks for what you do in the world. Peace, love, and happiness.
If you're listening to this, that means you're one cool individual. If you want to be cooler than two cucumbers, share this episode with someone that you think will enjoy it too. And be sure to subscribe and keep being fabulous.